You guys will join him here at HMLC International. We're in the man of God that's coming out of Kenya, Africa, Pastor Life Development Ministries. He's supposed to be with us as he finishes out the remainder of our series he's been teaching on here at HMLC. Most of you was with us on last Wednesday. He's supposed to be back in. Well, he's going to be back in this Wednesday, and as he's going to finish up that teaching that he had been talking about over here in the area of, I believe it's, he's talking about the process of the living kingdom. Kingdom is a living atmosphere, and how we as man and woman of God ought to stay steady on what God has created and designed us to be and do. Know that our power is always from the kingdom of God. You know, the word of God tells us weapons, our warfare, and our carnal, mighty through God, pulling out of strongholds. So we're going to get him to be with us here in just a moment as we get our children prepared to hear what the word of God has to say in a few minutes. We'll be right back with you guys here in just a moment. Word Channel Ministry that takes place here every Thursday here at HMLC International. Then we come back on Tuesday, actually Friday. We got the man Apostle Oscar Walker out of the Disciples Tabernacle Church out there in Houston, Texas. Now it's a great word that's coming from the kingdom of God here all the time, every Thursday and every Friday. Something fantastic that's taking place before the word that's coming from the kingdom of God also on our Tuesday. Now Wednesday is we just invited Pastor Elijah to come in. He's got a great anointing on his life and the work he's bringing to the kingdom of God can help benefit each and every one of us in our walk of life. So we're going to just give him a few minutes. We're going to get ourselves positioned here. We'll go ahead and tell you about our Saturday show that takes place here at Saturday morning. And actually, it takes place here at 10. It's going to be at 10:30 p.m. It's called Oxy's Psalms Report. Make sure we got a man of God that's coming in and being with us here at HMLC International. We want to make sure he's going to be a part of the work going here as well. So we're going to have a different number that's going to be coming in. We want to make sure it's going to be the man of the Pastor Elijah that's going to be coming out of Kenya, Africa. So a great man of God. I think he's got something fantastic for us tonight. Here, just a minute. 618. Are you there? 618-267. There. All right. We'll make sure we try to get in position here. We don't know if that is Pastor Elijah. And that's a cool act on the station here. And we're going to wait him coming in. We believe he's going to come in 618. But if he's coming in, we're going to actually get ourselves in position to hold off here just a moment and wait till he comes into the studios. I said before, sometimes there's a connection problem. But nevertheless, God is always declaring the decree and the word that's coming forth from the kingdom of God. As most of you know, the word that's been preached here on Thursday nights, what the man of God, Elder Kerry Williams, out of Saginaw, Michigan, he was dealing with the process of the book of Ruth. We know in the book of Ruth, it talks about for those who want to be a Boaz, those who want to be a Ruth, you got to have the Boaz faith, you got to have the Ruth experience, you got to have the mentality or the womanality to have those particular areas in your life to come in forth and do what God has planned for the bill. Give me a few more minutes here. Going to actually wait. As I said, our connection coming out of the that part of the country can be a little slow, but other than that, God's going to bring me in here just a minute for those who are on the line. Just hold on just a minute, and we're going to make sure we get you guys into the studio here at HMLC's Ministries. So as I said, we're gonna, it's just a small delay that usually comes in out of that particular area of the country. We're gonna believe God is gonna make that connection complete here. Get a chance to wait on Pastor Elijah. Let you know that you know, the work here at HLC, more information about us here at Harvest Might Church, you can go to harvestnewlifechurch.com. Go to harvestnewlifechurch.com. We'll tell you all the information, all the work we're doing. If you want to put a blessing to the ministry, you can be that also. But we're going to check in and we're going to wait on the man of God, Pastor Elijah, as he makes his way into the very studio. And I want to check. I got a number that's in on this studio, but I don't think it's going to be him because it's not an international number. So we're going to make sure we get him in position. We want to kind of open up with prayer. Give him, just make some way for him as he comes to the studio. Maybe there's a interference that may be there that's trying to hinder the work online, but we declaring that we're being by the word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Father God, even as the man began to make his connections, Father, bless you to make everything clear for him. That even begin to drop the rhema in his spirit, Father God, to bring forth that which comes from the kingdom of the Lord, creating him tonight and made a conduit under the unction and the order of the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, let it be a natural connection. Let it continue to accelerate in the work that we got that's coming out of that area of the country in the U.S. May no one understand, Father, you are yet in position to declare everything you have said in your word as we continue to spread the word of God throughout all the world, proclaiming, declaring, decreeing that what you have is coming from the kingdom of God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and bless you. We honor you in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. The callers begin to come into the studio, Father, and give them patience in this, as this man begins to make his way into the studio. Father God, we just declare right now, just that everything is running smoothly according to your will, your purpose. We believe that no weapon formed against the connection here tonight will prosper. And we're declaring, even in the midst of that connection, Father God, that you will do something supernaturally that will mesmerize the minds of every individual. Father God, we thank you, bless you, we honor you. Work is coming forth in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to open the room and the way for him, Father God. Make some supernatural plans on his behalf. In the midst as he come in, Father God, he will make clear contact with the work he's doing here in the States. And Father God, even as we look over his family, Father God, his ministry, Father God, all the staff, Father God, bless them abundantly, Father God. Even as they begin to listen in, the wait on the anointing of the power of the speaker of this man of God to come forth. We ask you, Father God, to let the anointing and the and the power of your spirit move on this man of God's life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the word. We send the word forth. We know will and shall not come back void, but it will accomplish and do all that therein. We got Mobile Lions on the Axie station tonight, and I know he's going to be calling in from a different number. Usually he calls through an Axie international number, but want to make sure we got him in the studio. If our Pastor Elijah is on the line, we would like him to push his number one button on this Axie phone. That'll light him up, indicating, letting us know that he's in the studio. Now we go and begin to pray. The power of God has already loosed his Axie interest into the kingdom. And we thank God for him being on tonight. I want to step out of the way. Let this great man of God begin to take over and do what he's designed to do. Pastor Elijah, are you there?
Yes, Apostle Charles. Praise the Lord.
All right. All right, man of God. We're going to put everything in your hands because they're waiting. You, I'm going to step back and then put it all in your hands. We welcome you, man of God, Elijah, out of Bethel Ministries, out of Kenya, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Charles. It's an honor and a blessing to bring the word of God again to you this evening, coming live from Bethel Ministries, Kenya, in East Africa. My name is Pastor Elijah Washila, the senior pastor and the founder of Bethel Ministries. Glory to God. It's an honor, again, to have this privilege to bring the word of God to you. And today is going to be very special, very special. And last Wednesday, we began talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And we really looked at the word of God that God the Father has set Jesus above all things. We looked at that, and the Lord blessed us. And in the series of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, today I want to talk to you what the Holy Spirit has put in my heart about the name of Jesus Christ. Because in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, one of the things that you need to understand is the name of Jesus, is the name of Jesus. Turn with me, if you have a Bible with you, the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Glory to God. And I bless the name of the Lord for this scripture. The Bible says, and this sign shall follow them that believe. In the name, in my name, shall they cast out devils. Mm-hmm. What a word. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name. I want you to get that. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He says, in my name, they shall cast out devils. I want to repeat that again until you get it. He says, in my name, they shall cast out devils. What a powerful statement that was made by our Master Lord Jesus Christ. The good news put it this way. Believers will be given the power to perform miracles. This is good news translation. Believers will be given the power to perform miracles. They will drive out demons in my name. They will speak in strange tongues. If they speak up snakes or drink any poison, they will not be harmed. They will place their hands on sick people who will get well. Hallelujah. Let me go back to King James that I was leading previously. Because you need to learn to lead the word of God in different fashions. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is the name of the Godhead. I don't know whether you know this. When I mean Godhead, I'm talking about Trinity. I'm talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the name of Jesus is the name of the Godhead. It is the name that the Father and the Holy Spirit answer to. It is God to be, because the Bible says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Look at this. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. That's Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. That means the Father didn't reserve for himself any higher name than the name of Jesus. Therefore, he chose to invest all his authority in that name. Called the name Jesus, hell quakes, demons scamper in terror, all of nature respond, and heaven starts at attention. That is why you should be confident to use the name of Jesus and live every day in and by the power of his name. This is your heritage as a believer. The name was given to you to use and to live by. This is Colossians chapter 3, verse 7, which says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. You know, Peter must have remembered the words of the Master and realized the divine prerogative bestowed on us by the Lord to make a demand in his name to resort. No wonder he could look at a cripple straight in the eye and say, this is the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 6. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Then reaching out his hand, he grabbed him and lifted him up. The Bible records that that man who was crippled from birth, leaping up, stood and went into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. God, hallelujah. Every Christian, are you listening to me? Every Christian has the God-given light to use the name of Jesus. When you start in that name, in the face of life crisis and adversities, and before the kahoots of darkness, they will respond to you just the same way they would respond if the Lord himself stood before them. Hallelujah. You have to use his name today. You have to use his name today. The name of Jesus Christ is the name of the Godhead, the name of Jesus. Why is the name of Jesus so powerful? And before I get to that, let me talk about direct access that we have to the Father in this name. Ephesians 2 verse 18, Bible says, "For through him we have both access by one Spirit unto the Father." Praise God. What a scripture. Through him we have both access by one Spirit unto the Father. You know, the Bible is replete with scriptures that show us that Jesus gave us the power of attorney to use his name. We have direct access to the Father in his name. So when you make request of the Father, or you make a decree, or decree a thing in his name, in the name of Jesus, it is as though Jesus himself was asking. You see, in John 14, verse 13 and 14, he said, "Whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." You know, some people believe they don't deserve to speak to the Father directly, so they go through intermediaries to get his attention. That is why some people pray through Mary, through some saint. They believe God loves her so much, and some other saints that have died, asking them to intercede for them. And that they believe that those saints and probably Mary will not be denied any request by the Father. You don't need any intermediary to the Father. Jesus said, John 16, 26, "At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loved you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from the Father." Think about it. If Jesus doesn't need to pray to the Father on our behalf, why should we need any intermediaries? We have free and direct access to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. No wonder the Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." Hallelujah. When you ask anything in the name of Jesus, you are taking his praise legally. It means Jesus is making the request. For the Father to turn down your request is to turn down Jesus. And that is impossible. Did you know this? For the Father to turn down your request is like turning Jesus' request down, which is impossible. The Father can't do that. The Father doesn't consider whether or not you have faith, because he knows you have it already, because faith is in you. And you can now rise up and speak like Apostle Paul. "The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God." We will have some time to talk about faith, because every Christian has faith. Because Romans 12 verse 3 says, "And God has dealt each and every one of us a measure of faith." And I tell believers all over the world, if you don't have faith, you are not born again. You are not a believer. So you have faith. He already gave you the measure of faith. If you don't have faith, you would not know Jesus. You might say, "I've been asking, but I haven't gotten anything." How did you know you didn't get anything? You actually got something, because the Father granted the request at the point of asking. And therefore, don't cancel it by your negative talking. And we need to teach our believers, and sometimes when we begin talking about prayer, probably in the same platform, I'll teach also how to receive after praying. Because Christians know how to pray, but they don't know how to receive. Now, what I'm discussing is that we have direct access in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We have direct access to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And why is the name of Jesus so powerful? Let me read unto you again Philippians 2, verse 9 and 10. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. When we talk about praying in the name of Jesus or using the name of Jesus as an instrument, many really don't understand it. Why is the name of Jesus so powerful? What a name anyway. So besides being that word or term that distinguishes a character, you know, a name distinguishes a character, a name is a symbol of authority, which means that the name is defined by the character or authority that is behind it. The power of the name Jesus, therefore, is not in the spelling or pronunciation of the name J-E-S-U-S. Because all around the world, we all don't pronounce the name the same way. Rather, the reason the name is powerful is the one who answers it. Did you get that? The reason the name is powerful is the one who answers it. The one whom the name represents was given all authority in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus Christ is the name by which all things were created. And I want to show you something here before we conclude this word and get some time to prayer. Let's just turn to Matthew 28, verse 18, and let me show you something. And Jesus spoke, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, the disciples, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. So Jesus reigns in heaven. Hey, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. I wanted to see something here. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I don't know whether you are able to realize, he didn't say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the names of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said, baptizing them in the name. So it's one name. So it's not names. So that means, I told you earlier on, that the Godhead answers to the name Jesus. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Without going to the details of this, that is why when you read in the book of Acts, we see the Bible says, and the apostle baptized them in the name of Jesus. So the Bible doesn't say, and the apostle baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I know for years, and we have used this name, even before I discovered this, I would baptize people and say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is equals to, now I don't even do that. I just say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Because the name of Jesus Christ is the name of the Father, is the name of the Son, and is the name of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I hope you got that. Jesus Christ is the name by which all things were created. The name whom, you see, the one whom the name represents was given off authority in heaven and in earth. John 3:35 says, the Father loveth the Son and has given all things into his hands. Colossians 1 verse 15 and 18 testifies of him as the heir of all things. Glory to God. You know, we're dealing with the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and today I'm dealing with the name that we have been given, the name Jesus. And I say the name Jesus, the power of it is not in pronunciation. It is in who answers the name. You see, Apostle Paul testifies of him who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are all in the heaven and that are all in earth. All things in heaven were created by him. Remarkable. Visible and invisible. Whether they be throne or dominions or prosperities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body. The church is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Glory to God. God gave Jesus preeminence. That means superiority over all things. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. That is why his name is so powerful. It is not about how the name sounds. It's about who he is. He is the greatest of all. Highly exalted above the heavens, and his glory above the earth. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is so powerful. And it is so powerful because of whom answers the name. Praise God. We've been given this name to use. You know, there are three factors about prayer. And the first factor that is very important is praying in the authority of the name of Jesus. So when we as Christians pray, we do so in the name of Jesus, which means we are standing in his stand because we have been given the power of attorney. Jesus gave us the power of attorney to use his name in prayer, in life. And that's what I tell believers, don't pray through the name. Pray in the name. You know, these are two different things. Don't use the name as a media or as an intermediary. Pray in the name. Pray in the name of Jesus, which is the right way to pray. Means you're standing in the praise of Jesus. You have become his voice. So in praying to the Father, we do so in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus said in John 16:23, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Notice that Jesus didn't say, whatsoever you shall ask the Father through my name, he will give it to you. Before you were born again, the name of Jesus was given to you, so you could come through that name to the Father and be saved. We came through the name of Jesus, but now we have a lady alive, having accepted his invitation and having come to the Father at the new birth through Christ Jesus. You now have eternal life, the life and the nature of God that enables you to dwell in and function by the power of his name. Glory to God. The name of Jesus is the greatest name in heaven and in earth. God has vested all authority in the name Jesus. Whatever you ask the Father in the authority of the name of Jesus will be granted. The Lord Jesus has delegated his authority to you, the same authority he had on earth, to request anything of the Father and have it granted. Praise the living God. And today, we will make demand in the name of Jesus Christ. We will ask the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. We will make decree in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. That cancer that troubled you will dematerialize in the name of Jesus Christ. That infirmity that has ravaged your body, we will make a demand of that infirmity to go this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. That situation you want reversed, changed for your advantage, we will make a demand in the name of Jesus Christ for it reversal. That money that you need, we will make a demand in the name of Jesus Christ. That visa that you need, we will make a demand in the name of Jesus Christ. And I have told you, as you make this demand, know when you do it, you have the power of attorney. It's as though Jesus Christ himself is asking of it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that is why he said, in the name of Jesus, we shall cast out demons. That means we shall demand demons to leave people, to leave cities, to leave nations. Glory to God. That lady, for your hearing. God, lady, for your miracle tonight, because in the name of Jesus Christ, that situation is changing. That circumstance is changing. Oh, miracles all over. Your healing is today in the name of Jesus Christ. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Peter looks at this crippled man. And this crippled man looks at him expecting some money. And he says, silver and gold have I none, but that which I have, give I thee. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ. He made a demand. He didn't. That's not prayer. He made a demand. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Glory to God. So Peter knew he has the name. And that's what this man needed. It was more than money. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We have the name of Jesus Christ. We're making demands in the name of Jesus. Your circumstances to change. Oh, the circumstances, joy will come to your family. We're making demand that your family will be restored, that your children will be born again, that the power of addiction in the life of your children, the power of drugs will be broken this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. America, are you hearing me? Hey, this is your night. This is your hour. And things are changing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I call that son back home. I call that daughter back home in the name of Jesus Christ. Kia la toka sayate. Elikuza nakadilo kosha takabade. Hey, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Circumstances are changing right now. The doors are opening. You've been believing God for a job. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that this brother will receive a job. That door will open. That contract they have been waiting for will be granted in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command every cancer to leave your body tonight. Irrespective of what stage it is, I command that cancer to leave your body. I command that cancer to die in the name of Jesus Christ. That is sickness, that infirmity, in the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, there's no distance in the spirit. Put your hands on that sick part of your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the health of my brother, my sister listening to me this evening be restored today. In the name of Jesus Christ, You devil of sickness, leave now. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray peace in your family. I pray unity in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release financial miracles to you. Glory to God. Things are happening right now. Where you are, in your house, in your office, in your car. I speak peace. Peace. Lean and lure. Walk in authority. Walk in this confidence. Don't be afraid of the government that is luring. You're the one that's leaning with Christ Jesus over circumstances, over cities. And I make a demand right now in United States of America that things will change in the advantage and for the advantage of Christians in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I want to thank you because things are changing tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be listening to me. You're not born again. You're not born again. If you're not born again, you can't use the name of Jesus. You don't have access to the Father. But you have the opportunity to come through the name. And I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the forgiveness of my sin. I receive Jesus in my heart. And from today, Jesus is the Lord over my life. For I believe He died and you raised Him from the dead. And He is alive. I receive eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. You're born again. You're born again. Look for a church and join a church near you that you may be able to be discipled and grow in the things of God. Talk to somebody. Call a sister or a brother who is born again. Tell them, testify that you're born again and you have received Christ in your heart. Congratulations. Congratulations. God bless you. God bless you. Apostle Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm right here with you, man of God. Powerful word coming from the kingdom. Always appreciate it. Whatever it is you need at me at this point in time, I'm at your disposal. So let me know if all those who are in on the line, if you want to have a conversation or a word with this great man of God, you can just tap the number one button on your phone and that'll bring you right into the studio. Brother Pastor Elijah, I tell you, it was a fantastic word. It was power, it was grace, it was mercy, it was all educational, revelational. And I tell you, man of God, I enjoyed it, every minute of it.
Thank you, Apostle. It's a blessing to be able to bring this word to you this evening and
yes,
to share with the people that are listening to radio stations. And and don't be afraid. Those that are listening to me, don't be afraid. Keep sharing your prayer requests. We are praying with you.
Hallelujah.
And we're ready to hear miracles and things changing for your advantage. Things have changed. Glory to God. Your miracle has been released.
All right. All right, man of God. You got one that's on the line that want to talk to you, right? I'm going to go ahead and put them in the studio with you. This is you're in the studio with Pastor out of Kenya, Africa, and this is a 618 number 267. You're on the line with Pastor Elijah.
Yes, Pastor Jones, I enjoyed the services in the Word, and also I was reading about the name of Jesus, and I thank for the commune and the Word of God. I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
All right, Pastor Elijah, we're still in your hands. As of right now, with all the callers on the line, that was the one that actually had something to say about the Word of God. Kind of shocking because it was such a revelatory word, but hey, we, you know, in this time of the season where, you know, it's God, the word of God is broken all the shame. When you bring the you divide the word like you broke, it makes all shame. You have no need for shame when you hear a word like this, because it's an end time and actually a fresh word came from the kingdom of God. So, Pastor Elijah, we're right back in your hands whenever you feel you want to pray us out. It's up to you. You know, whatever way you want to run at this time, you got a few minutes before we go off the air.
Praise God, praise God. It's a blessing. I want to really appreciate Apostle Charles. Thank you for this honor, and thank you for these blessings. And people can continue sharing with us, calling you and reaching out to me for any prayer request in the name of Jesus Christ. As I said last time, the prayer request can be channeled to BethanyDome@gmail.com for any prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank
Hallelujah. You
so very much, Apostle Charles. I love you so much,
and
I love America,
and
I am praying for you.
Well, we look for you soon here in the States. We decree, and that's going to come to fruition. And we're going to see you here in the States
Amen.
Real soon. God bless you, man.
Amen.
Of God.
Blessings. Bye, America. See you next time.